We only have three letters this week. The first will resonate with many of our listeners as Peter Day of Taverham asks cyclists to ring their bells to alert others of their presence. He says, "As a regular walker with my wife and our dog along Marriott's Way, I find it frustrating that so few cyclists, including the real racers, ever ring a bell or shout before their arrival. Marriott Way is for pedestrians, cyclists and horse riders, and each should show respect for the other. The absence of warning can be dangerous for both walkers and riders. Walkers don't think it rude if cyclists ring their bell or shout a warning of their approach, so please fit a bell or shout."
Our second letter is from John Ward, chairman of the Norfolk Joint Museums Committee, who rings the praises of the newly renovated Norwich Castle. "Visit Castle and you'll be amazed. I write in reply to the letter from Paul Milner, this newspaper, April 23rd, in which he doubts whether King Henry I would now recognise anything about Norwich Castle. Mr Milner has obviously not visited the castle since its recent £27 million restoration, for as well as being an art gallery and museum, it's also a royal palace. The banqueting hall, bedroom and chapel have been faithfully recreated in great detail, just as they were when King Henry I visited for Christmas in 1121. I urge Mr Milner and anybody who has not visited recently to go and have a look. They'll be amazed."
The final letter this week is from Norma Broadest of Norwich, who has been trying to use her postal vote. "Becoming fed up with waiting in a queue to register my vote, having had several experiences of rogue postal workers not handling mail correctly, and passing City Hall regularly, I took advantage of the postal vote, delivering my envelope into the postbox within City Hall. Until now. Boxes taped up, unusable by anyone, apparently, until after May the 7th. Instructions are to use the general post boxes. Fine, except that post office officials are now, according to a news report, investigating the dumping of party political literature in a bin by at least one of their operatives. Who does one trust to ensure one's vote is counted? Oneself, obviously. Back to square one, next time queuing. At 80 plus, one is not amused."